Her hand is shaking so badly that coffee slops on the floor.
He just...
It doesn't matter. What happens next? I ask, trying to get her over the emotional hump. Over there, they hold grudges for a long time. Some of the Pathans are probably still plotting their revenge for Lord Elphinstone's expedition.
We drive around for a bit and head out of town, northbound on Highway 1. Then the car pulls up to this house and the driver opens a door and they push me in through a side door into the house. The driver's wearing that long, baggy shirt and trousers you see on TV, and a scarf around his head, and he's got a beard too. They push me through the kitchen and into a closet with a light, then shut the door, and I hear them chain the door handles together. Someone else comes in and they talk for a bit. Then I hear a door slam. That's when I pulled out my mobile phone and called you.
You overheard them talking. What about?
I wasn't concentrating much. Tell the truth.
She puts the cup down on the floor. Its saucer is swimming in coffee.
I was afraid they were going to rape me. Really afraid. I mean, this was kidnapping. What would you expect? When they didn't, when they were talking, it was almost worse. Does that make any kind of sense? The waiting. But he, the one I didn't see, he had a deep voice, some accent. Sounded German to me. Thick, gravelly, lots of sibilance. Had to keep repeating himself to the others, the Middle Eastern men. The opener of the ways requires the wisdom, he kept saying. It needs information. I think one of the Middle Eastern guys was objecting because after a bit there was a noise like...
She pauses and swallows.
Like downstairs. And I didn't hear him again.
I shake my head. This isn't making any sense so far. Hastily.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just can't figure out how it fits together. That's my problem, not yours.
I drain my coffee and wince as it hits my stomach and sits there, burning like a lump of molten lead. Sounds like they were talking about a blood sacrifice. That's the sacrifice of knowledge, right? Middle Eastern guys, an incubus, German accent.
You're sure it was German?
Yes, she says gloomily. At least, I think it was German. Middle European, for sure. That really is odd. Which distracts me and catapults my train of thought right into terra incognita, because there are no usual suspects in the occult field in Germany. The Abwehr's Rosenberg Gruppe and any survivors of the Thule Gesellschaft were shot trying to escape by late June 1945. The camp guards were mostly executed or pulled long prison sentences. The higher-ups responsible for the Arnhem-Neber SS were executed. The whole country turned into a DMZ as far as the occult is concerned. After the Third Reich's answer to the Manhattan Project came so close to completion, that was about the one thing that Truman and Stalin and Churchill all saw eye to eye on, and the current government shows no desire to go back down that route of blood and madness.
He went on a bit, Mo adds unexpectedly.
Really? What about?
He wanted to go home, to take help home, something like that, I think.
I sit up, wince as my ribs remind me not to move too fast.
Help? Did he say what kind?